USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Dorian dropping heavy rain on the island of St. Lucia yesterday is now headed for Puerto Rico, and it's strengthening. It could hit Puerto Rico as a hurricane later today or tonight. Officials in Puerto Rico say they're ready. Then this weekend, it could strike Florida.
Entire coast of the Florida Peninsula, I think, should continue to monitor the system, toward the end of the week.
That's Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, who says parts of Florida could get 7 inches of rain from Dorian. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll ask Queen Elizabeth to suspend Parliament, which would restrict lawmakers' ability to block a no-deal Brexit. He wants to suspend the body until October 14th, just ahead of the UK's scheduled exit from the EU. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A federal judge putting the brakes on a restrictive abortion law in the state of Missouri. It would outlaw abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court will likely eventually rule on the controversial measure, which does not allow exceptions for rape or incest. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma now reportedly offering up to $12 billion to settle lawsuits over the opioid epidemic. Lawyers for the company and its owners discussing the deal at a private meeting last week. A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. Lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Singer Sting is condemning the Brazilian government's response to the wildfires raging in the Amazon rainforest. The former police singer is a longtime advocate of the rainforest. He began the Rainforest Foundation Fund in 1987. Now he's released a statement calling the fires criminal negligence on a global scale, urging Brazil's president to rethink his policies and to change his actions before it's too late. A New Jersey school district's being criticized for giving tuna fish sandwiches to students who are behind on their lunch bills. The district policy in Cherry Hill states if a student owes more than $10, they're served an alternative meal of tuna fish on wheat bread. They say it's not a bad meal, but at last night's school board meeting, the high school student body president said the easily recognizable tuna sandwich will become a badge of shame. And a New Jersey woman's angry that the NFL's New York Giants made her pay $800 for her 4-month-old son to attend a game a few weeks ago. She's a season ticket holding mom, and she says she arrived to see the team and was told that the baby had to have a ticket even though he was only going to be sitting in her lap. As the team said, everybody's got to have a ticket. They eventually let the little boy in for free, but called it a one-time courtesy. Now the team says it's reviewing that policy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.